From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson is calling for Medicaid expansion to continue while pushing for more flexibility at the state level. KUAR's Jacob Kaufman reports on today's announcement.
An opponent of the Affordable Care Act, the Republican governor told his fellow partisans to come to terms with the federal health care law.
We have to deal with the economic reality of congressional action, Supreme Court rulings, and independent executive action that expands the federal health care mission.
Keeping low-income beneficiaries insured is the right choice, according to Hutchinson's idea of Arkansas values. He said it makes economic sense, too, because without Medicaid expansion, the state stands to lose over $1.4 billion.
That leaves you with only one option, and that is the federal government started this program with 100% coverage. Arkansas can't absorb that. So if we continue to provide the care for the 220,000 and access to health care, we have to have some form of Medicaid expansion.
Hutchinson's remarks were at odds with some conservatives in his party. State Representative Josh Miller said afterward that state savings come at a federal cost.
To just think of money we get from Washington is free money, and as long as it's coming in here, well, that's great. I think that's a little bit of a delusional approach.
Seven areas of reform were highlighted by the governor to help save $50 million for when Arkansas has to kick in a share of funding. Included is a push for employer-based care, work incentives, and to rely more heavily on traditional Medicaid. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.